Dok lakim da vidim kako se to liša.
Naravno.
Neću
bolje.
Tako sam da ti nemi koji liša.
Everybody looks.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
कर्मण्यारभमानानां दुःखहस्ते सुखाय च पश्येत् पाकविपर्यासं निखनीचारिणां नृणाम्।
श्रीप्रबुद्ध उवाच कर्मण्यारभमानानां दुःखहस्ते सुखाय च पश्येत् पाकविपर्यासं निखनीचारिणां नृणाम्।
कर्मण्या आरभमानानां दुःखहस्ते सुखाय च पश्येत् पाकविपर्यासं निखनीचारिणां नृणाम्।
श्रीप्रभुरो उवाच कर्मण्य आरभमानानां दुःखहस्ते सुखाय च पश्येत् पाकविपर्यासं निखनीचारिणां नृणाम्।
Oh, what is the meaning?
That men and women in unite in relationships and perform so many fruitive activities. And they're always trying to remove unhappiness and attain happiness. But it should be seen that they only attain exactly the opposite result. Instead of attaining happiness, they only achieve suffering.
Sri Prabhupada is saying that a man and a woman come together in a relationship and they struggle very hard with the idea that they will decrease unhappiness and increase their happiness. But if we look carefully, we see that they achieve only the opposite result.
So in this verse, Sri Prabhupada is saying that the conditioned souls in this world, under the illusion of Maya, they come together with the idea that they are men and women. And in this way, they come together and they perform so many types of different activities, karma, to try to unlimitedly increase their happiness and decrease their suffering. But actually he's saying what happens is the opposite. They unlimitedly increase their suffering and their happiness ultimately decreases until old age, body becomes very old and they die. Like what is poison, what seems to be nectar in the beginning, in the end always becomes poison in the material world.
So Sri Prabhupada is telling that when the conditioned souls are coming together as husband and wife, then they do anything to make their life very, very happy. They find any means to become very happy in their life, and they try to avoid everything what is, you know, to become their misery, unhappiness. But the opposite result is actually happening, that instead of becoming happy, they become miserable, old age is coming, they lose their money, and so many things are happening. And so in this way, they are under the illusion and just getting more and more entangled in material life.
In this world, everybody wants to be happy. No one wants distress. For that, the human beings, they do so many karma. They thought by karma will be happy. But due to condition, position, they don't know. By bhajan they will be happy, they don't know. So they thought if you will be combined, male and female, then you can get more happiness. By that they try the level best to get happiness. But if you look very nearly, that exchange of happiness, they are only getting distress and distress.
Mithunichari nam nirena.
Yeah. The human beings, they become combined. Male and female become combined.
But nowadays, male and male also combine.
Why not like United States?
United Nations.
Nation. All whole world intelligent persons are doing. So here, Mithuni Charinam, male female also, but this is not so important.
No.
Important is the whole world.
Identity.
All nations, they are Mithuni Charinam.
Trying to reduce.
Combined
effort.
Mm-hmm. Combined effort.
And they see what?
Increasing the problem.
No happiness. How example?
Nowadays, there is so much problem in the world. Financially, recession. Everyone tries their level best to do anything to reduce it, but it is only increasing and increasing. Yeah.
Like Bush government wanted to solve the
problem of Iraq.
Iraqi problem.
No. Solve money. They wanted Iraqi oil. There was so many swaths.
Self-interest.
And that is why he invaded to make his economical condition more better. But what became? Not only for America, but for whole nations.
For the world.
We marry. Why?
Increase happiness.
To be happy. By one male, he cannot be happy. A female also alone cannot happy. Oh, Brahma has created or Krishna has arranged that both are equally maya for each other.
Illusion.
Illusion. Especially ladies are told. You are a very good brahmachari. And maya came and attracted that you could not
refuse.
And also you could not follow my orders. You will have to take orders from me that, I should marry. I told you, you cannot be brahmachari. But in the end, what will be?
Have to come back to
you.
Why I did? It will come one day. You?
Balaram Govinda.
Krishna Devi.
Oh, you?
Where is Pita?
Oh, yeah, gone to the bathroom. Karma Niyarada Mananam Dukha Hatai Sukha Sukhata Sukhayata Pasya Pasa Viparasa Mithuni Charinam Nama Nama. So in this world the male and female, they accept the role to be each other, attract each other, and they be together, but finding happiness. But happiness never comes because one day they will become old, and this happiness always decreases, and their situation is becoming, they start to divorce also, to fight, or to have problems with family and children, they run away, and so many, things. So their life becomes very miserable. at the end, they have to anyway become old and suffer for their condition.
We have Srimad Bhagavatam, second part of Gorakhpur.
Gorakhpur. I'm praying.
So you should be. Tomorrow again.
Ravi.
Tasmat gurum prabhadyeta jigazu shreya uttamam sabde parecha nishnatam
brahmani
upasanatam.
Or tomorrow.
Again.
Oh, very, remember it fully.
Why tomorrow? Why not during massage?
Hmm?
During a message, they can tell and to for tomorrow news look.
If they can tell me at the time of message, again, doing effort. What meaning?
So in this, because in this material world, we cannot achieve.
Who's telling?
It's not written.
Prabhuda
is telling that because in this world we cannot attain happiness, we want to
but ekadash sthan,
therefore we
heard it,
therefore such a For a real guru, for a bona fide guru. This guru has three symptoms. That he has fully realized the Vedic scriptures. He has fully realized the Supreme Personality. He has seen the Supreme Personality. And he is continuously
detached from this
world. Material
self-gratification.
In this verse, Prabhuda.
Nimi.
He's saying that if one person want to leave this world, detached from all material things, he has to accept and reach a bona fide guru. This guru have three specially qualities. One is that he has fully realized all the Vedic scriptures. He has fully realized the Supreme Absolute Personality, and he has detached from
materialism. Sense gratification.
Material world, that's
the material.
Very good.
Madhu Prabhu has a question.
Gurudev, I have one question.
What?
That in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Mahaprabhu is traveling in South India, he meets with some Buddhists, and he defeats that. They have nine principles.
To meet with whom?
Buddhists.
Oh, yeah.
And he defeats the nine principal truths of Buddhism.
Hmm.
So these nine truths, they are the original teachings of Vishnu Buddha, or they are from Gautam Buddha, or they are the teachings of the disciples, or what? Where are these teachings from?
There are two books, Bhagavat Buddha and Human Buddha. Gautam Buddha, Bhagavat Buddha has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Kikate Su Bhavishyati. Kikat means Gaya. In Bihar, Gaya. Bhavishyatu. He will take birth there. And he took. He only told that, in sacrifice, the cows,
Horse,
horse,
slaughter is not allowed.
So many
animals
are
killed.
This is, I don't accept.
Non-violent.
This is quite
violent.
Violence. If they can
stop.
If they can
make them alive,
they can do. Otherwise, no. And he. Ahimsa Paramo Dharma.
Non-violence.
It's supreme religion.
Means? Ahimsa Paramo Dharma means?
Non-violence is the supreme religion.
Non-violence means?
Non-violence means not causing any
distress for, the other
for others. This entity. Is principle, this is the best principle of religion.
If anyone is giving some obstruction in our who am I, in the service of Krishna, what is this?
Violence.
This is also violence. But generally people have idea that killing of animal
is violence.
Is violence. But even that should not be done. He was not Anishwarvadi.
He was not atheist.
They were atheist.
Yeah, he was theist.
He was theist.
Yeah.
And he was Ishwar Vishwasi.
Yeah.
But Gautam Buddha,
zero.
He took birth in Nepal.
Kapilavastu.
And he was son of a king. The name of the father of Vishnu Buddha is Ajin. And he
Suddhodhan.
So, he was confused something. From where world has come? Who has created? Why created? And he was very pathetic. Pathetic means dayalu.
Very
merciful to animals and others. Once his brother shooted by arrow a pigeon. Pigeon became faint but not died. Gautam Buddha came and took him, that pigeon.
Haasar katha bala hai chhe. Hongsar katha bala hai chhe.
Jahe kunu ekta paaki bala hai. He took anyhow that arrow from his body and he gave medicine,
nourishing,
and until he became well,
looked after.
Once his father, he told that I want to go out of my house, my palace, first time. When the minister, chief minister was with him, and on the chariot he sat and began to go out of his palace. Out of the city he went there, or anywhere he saw, some new baby has come just now from
womb.
And he is crying, wow. What is this?
Suffering.
Oh, this is...
Suffering.
No.
Taking birth
a boy. And some pain is there, so he is crying. After some away,
distance.
He saw a bridegroom and bride.
Bride and bridegroom.
No. They were going with a very big band party and
horses
and so many things. And they were making very good festival. What is this? Oh, marriage party. What is marriage party?
Suffering.
A lady is given to a young person and this is for whole life. So this is called marriage. Achha. After some time he went. Who is that person? Old person?
Taking.
Oh, that very boy, after some time, he will be old like
this person.
This person.
I'm taking.
He cannot walk. Amen. After some time, he went.
Funeral.
After.
Funeral.
And he saw that.
Ram Naam Satya
Hai. Ram Naam Satya
Hai. So many persons carrying out a dead body and they were going shouting Ram Naam Satya Hai. Jagat mithya, Ram Naam Satya, matlab. What is this? Oh, the baby who took birth, after some time he became bigger one.
Married.
And then married. And after that he became old like you saw. Now he is dead. Oh, what is this?
And this is the result of this.
And came and just left his home. And then
went to
Gaya. And he had heard that any Buddha was there. Buddha means realize
knowledge.
So I want to know what is this world? From where come? Who he has created? But he did not went to a
guru
or Vaishnava. So himself,
meditation.
He sat down, meditation, sound meditation, but nothing came.
Zero.
Then he thought, oh, this world is zero.
Everything comes
it
from
has
zero.
Come from zero.
In the end, it will be zero.
Zero.
I will not be a hero.
And then he began to preach. No God, nothing. The world is in the automatic. Like in cow dung, cow, when it makes cow dung,
automatic.
Not
liquid.
Liquid it should be. Then after some, one day, 2 days, some
warm will come automatically.
Automatically. So automatically coming.
This world came.
No prakriti, nothing. On in the end, they will be. Oh, this is his theory, not his theory. So much difference between them. One Gautam Buddha, one Buddha, Bhagavad Buddha.
So Bhagavad Buddha, he never mentioned sadhana, sadhya,
no,
anything.
No, nothing. This Buddha. And he refused Veda and Ishwar.
Prabhu is telling that Bhagavad Buddha, he never mentioned what is Sadhya, what is Sadhan.
He left for others.
Only this Paramtama. Only Ahimsa.
Ahimsa.
Shri Gurudev, was Emperor Ashok a follower of Gautam Buddha or Bhagavad Buddha?
Gautam Buddha.
Ashok.
He was like general people. He has faith in God and everything. But in a war he went. And 1,000 soldiers were killed. What is this? For why? I did so. In the end, I will also die. Why am I doing so? So in the meantime, Gautam Buddha, Suddhodana Putra, met him and told, this world is zero. Come from zero and in the end it will be zero.
You are zero. You are not.
Don't be worry for this.
Right.
And he's conflicted, and then he thought like that.
And he influenced.
Association makes a man like that association. So he became like that. And accepted Bauddhism. Bauddham Sarnam Gacchami. Bauddham Sarnam Gacchami. Sangham Sarnam Gacchami.
Teen ta acharya ekta ki ache.
Today is also Kundicha Margin.
Oh, yes. We should try to
clean our heart.
Clean our heart. First is aparad, big stones. And after that, kutinati, jiv hinsan, lab puja pratishtha, these are dust. Even big grasses and stones are cleared, even dust comes. So, but even by your broom, you will clear, they will not be fully cleared. So it be washed with water. And by water only will not do.
Rub.
Take cloth and rub and give water. And then it will be clean. In this way, we have so many anarths. Some aparadh is highest. And others are somewhat like thief, to beat a person to other. Vaishnava aparadh is very high. All can be solved, but Vaishnava aparadh you will have to
solve yourself.
So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that if you want to take Krishna in your heart, Jagannath, then you will have to clear like this. Who will clear? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is clearing. So now, who will? Vaishnava, Guru.
Sadhu Sangha.
So what Sadhu Sangha is telling, how Guru or Vaishnava, we must follow and try to. Only I'm doing bhajan, will not do. Also be careful for not to do
offense.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur has to. Only chanting, remembering, reading will not do. You'll have to give attention that you are not offending any Vaishnava or other bad things. Go on. आगे का श्लोक रहेगा यह है उत्तम वैष्णव का क्या लक्षण यह
सर्वभूतेषु यह पश्येत भगवत भावम आत्मनो भूतानि भगवत अग्नि से भगवत
एंड देन सेकंड डे आफ्टर दैट एंड थर्ड डे एंड व्हाट चैतन्य महाप्रभु है
पुलिनग्राम
Not pulling, cooling.
Cooling.
Cooling means bank of Yamuna.
And cooling means bank of Kula. Huh? What is cooling now?